在线英语听力室 teamroom.com 欢迎您。
When the University of Mississippi began the quest to host a presidential debate several years ago, a large part of the reason was to draw attention to a school and a state that many people still associate with ugly incidents from the civil rights movement of the 1960s. It was here in September 1962 that violence flared after James Meredith became the first black person to enroll in the state school.President John F. Kennedy sent federal marshals to protect Meredith, and they were attacked by a mob of white supremacists. Two men died in the riot, and this university and this town gained a reputation that lingers 46 years later. The chancellor of the university, known popularly here as Ole Miss, is Robert Kayett.He says he wants people around the world to see how this school and this community have changed for the better.
I think they'll see a progressive community. I think they'll see a diverse community. I think they'll see a place where respect is a value that is embraced and lived. I think they'll see a university that's out on the cutting edge in lots of areas. I think it's a close-up look at a place that hadn't been looked at in 40 years.
Today, 14% of the more than 17,000 students at Ole Miss are black. The overall percentage of minorities is 19%. One of the most prominent features of the campus is a monument to the civil rights movement with a statue of James Meredith. It's near the Lyceum, the oldest building on campus and the focus of the 1962 riot.As part of the program surrounding the debate Friday, the university is sponsoring a Rock the Vote party on the campus. In addition to music and other stage events, there are a number of politically oriented activities taking place. There are no classes on Friday, but many students are on hand to take part in the activities. Greg Flakus, VOA News, Oxford, Mississippi.